1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. The G20 summit with leaders of the world's top 20 economies kicks off this weekend in New Delhi, India. President Biden lands this morning. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen already there talking about the war in Ukraine and the fight against Russia.
We also remain committed to support for Ukraine and recently put forward a supplemental funding request.
China and Russia aren't sending President Xi and Putin, raising fears they're plotting to team up against other nations, including Ukraine. Hurricane Lee strengthening, now a monster Category 5 storm with winds of up to 165 miles an hour. It's way out in the Atlantic now, but Lee is expected to trek between the Bahamas and Bermuda early next week. The Associated Press reports Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow is now the NFL's highest paid player ever, agreeing to a 5-year, $275 million extension. This is ABC News. In Pennsylvania, the urgent manhunt for a murder convict in its second week. Danilo Cavalcante spotted 8 times now. Police consider him extremely dangerous. A reward for information leading to his capture now up to $20,000. Two environmentalists arrested after forcing a delay at the U.S. Open last night.
In the second set of the semifinal match between Coco Gauff and Karolina Muchova, climate change protesters causing a delay. Muchova says she didn't realize it at first.
Thought it was just like fans.
But then she saw one of the demonstrators glue their feet to the stadium's floor.
It took some time.
Coco Gauff says while she understands the message.
100%, you know, believe in that. Would I prefer it not happening in my match? 100%, yeah.
Gauff would go on to win. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A Massachusetts family claims a social media dare led to the death of their 14-year-old. The one-chip challenge involves eating an extra spicy tortilla chip. Emwin, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, pay as low as $19 per window, $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. Pella Windows and Doors, your window to the world. Christy from the
Where am I from?
The City Deck, Green Bay City Deck.
City Deck Landing.
Yes.
Yes.
Not the Riverwalk, like I've said before. That's San Antonio.
I am so proud of you. You have not said that forever.
Thank you. But some real, do you see all these things going on over the next 2 days here in downtown Green Bay?
It's another great weekend. There's so much going on. And the program, or the umbrella of the whole thing, is called All Bands on Deck. Mm-hmm. Kind of has to do with the City Deck, although most of it is happening not
Broadway
here on the deck. Yeah, kind of Broadway-ish. But
Broadway District.
There are bands, Shipyard District, the Broadway District. There's some things going on over at Skogan's Place.
Yep. So
Epic, yeah.
Yeah, also Capital Credit Union
Northwind
Park.
Hotel. Go ahead. We're going to just give you the forum and tell us everything that's going on this week in downtown Green Bay.
So this I thought was really interesting. It's called the Spectacular Science Candy Chemistry. So if you're, you know, family fun, you're looking for something to do, this is going to be Saturday, September 9th through Sunday. And it is at the Neville Public Museum. And so there's science and everything, including in our candy. You can dive into some sugary world of candy and explore the complex science behind making tasty treats. So I think that's super cute, and that'll be a lot of fun if you have little ones to check that out.
When you're a kid and your mom had that chocolate in the cupboard, did you ever like think, I'm going to steal this candy or steal this candy? And then it's that like bitter chocolate.
I know.
Always.
Wasn't that the worst?
Yeah, it was a big disappointment.
Yes. The baking chocolate is not sweet chocolate.
No.
And That
but every kid has tried it, had to learn it.
Totally, you learn that one the hard way.
Yeah, you learn that one the hard way.
It's like touching a stove.
You see it and you're like, score, and then
exactly.
You're like, no.
Yeah, no. That. So anyway, I want to pick up on that because I think we're getting into that time of year of, you know, making pies and canning and doing some very cool things. And making candy is, you guys were teasing me at break, but
candy canes.
Yes, but I think that's a cool thing, is to make candy canes and the taffy. And I think that will be a great event to bring even your grandkids, if you want to do that, or people, you know, your age who are young that have kids, 6, 7, 8 years old. Yeah. That's a great event. And that's at the Neville, indoors, easy parking, brand new parking lot.
I was just going to say, brand new parking lot.
Yeah, like a week ago when it was like 98 degrees, right. Those guys were out there doing that.
Yes. Anyway, that's a great event. Okay.
And then there's another one. It's called Opening Reception and Family Day at the Art Garage. And that is Saturday. And that's going on from 2 to 4. And that's located at 1400 Cedar Street. So they're going to be featuring a special exhibition, the front front gallery artwork. So it's from students from 6 to 16 years of age. And it's called the Youth Summer Art Workshops. And it's an opening reception, kid-friendly treats, $5 art projects. They're going to do some free giveaways, fun stuff like that. So yeah, show your support for these young artists, and you can bring the whole family, and it is free and open to the public.
I've heard great things. I've never been to the Art Garage. I've heard great things about it. What? What was that look for?
It's like you're the guy.
There's a lot of people that haven't been there.
Oh, that Art Garage is very popular.
I've heard. I've just never been there.
Let's go.
Let's go. We talk in this show about there's a lot of talent in Green Bay, Bronco. Sure. There's a lot of talent everywhere in this country, but the way kids kind of discover their talent is to get exposed to it, 100%. You know, and you may have an artist in your home, and if they can come and see other 6, 7, 8, 10-year-olds mm-hmm. and like go home and draw, that is the Art Garage is awesome. I mean, it's you know, a little bit of parking. There's a parking lot and you can park on Cedar Street, but it's a great venue. So high ceilings, you walk around, they got snacks for kids and, you know, for 2 hours, I mean, you could do both these things. You can go to the Neville and make some candy and go to the Art Garage and see some art, and your kids are going to be like, now this is, I want to do this again.
I think that's cool. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, builds their confidence. Yes. You know, you got to start somewhere. Right.
And then we're going to segue to John's thing of all these bars on Broadway, or are we going to stay with the family things?
So we're going to stay.
Go ahead. Just pay no attention to him.
And then also, as we all know, the Saturday's Farmer's Market is again this Saturday from 7 to noon. And just a reminder, those are going to, that's going to keep on going until Saturday, October 28th. So we still have a good solid 2 months.
I didn't know that went that late. And that's awesome.
That is my favorite farmer's market is the Saturday one. It's family fun. It's just so clean. The smells, sights, sounds, all the cheese curds you can taste.
My buddy runs the fried cheese curd stand.
Oh, love. I had those last Saturday.
It's unbelievable.
It's great breakfast on a Saturday. After going out Friday night, it's
fantastic.
Perfect.
That is a true farmer's market, though.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the real deal. And like Wayne talked about when he was on, this is a... what do you call it, the harvest season? There's just a lot of there's a lot of things you can get there. And you know, it's a little early now, but you know, this is open so late, but people bring their pumpkins and you want to get those there as well.
Yeah.
Make pie or for sure carve them. But yeah, so that's a pretty cool weekend for families. Mm-hmm. When we talk about the Neville, we talk about the Art Garage. And you can do all of that on Saturday. Plus it's gonna be, you know, 74 degrees, sunny.
Perfect weather.
Does anybody actually really make pie out of a pumpkin?
I bought a pumpkin from Festival
and
yesterday,
use that stuff
no, I will not be making
it. No, that's what I mean. You just buy it. Don't you normally, the
Walter
ingredients?
And I love to admire it, and
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Of course he does. He's the mayor.
No, is there enough meat in it?
When you
clean a pumpkin or you cut the top off,
it's
clean it out.
Sloppy.
It's just that gook.
It is. Gross.
Do you make a pie out of the gook?
No, that's you wash that. Just wait. I just want to. I'm not an expert, but I know
you've
enough.
Never made a pie that out
is,
of a pumpkin.
That is not true. And you're right. Maybe I have.
You're lying.
A pie was made in my house.
Okay,
will you give me that.
Okay.
Okay. So the seeds you don't cut off. You kind of carve the top, right? You cut it.
Yeah.
You take the top, and then you take. You're right. There's the seeds and wash
guts.
That all off.
Yeah.
Well, guts. It is kind of like fish guts.
Yeah.
And you wash those seeds off, and you put them in the oven and bake them. And
okay.
Salt them.
That's fine. I've been there.
And then you have the pumpkin, and you. What would that be called? The rind?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
The pulp?
The pulp is what
you're
just.
You're thinking orange juice, John.
Yeah, no, but I don't think you've ever made a pumpkin pie.
I don't know why
pumpkin.
That's so hard to believe. He
because
makes
there's
his own
nothing
pizza
to
crust.
But there's nothing to make it out of.
Yes, there is. John doesn't understand the skin and the rind are two different things, and the guts are something else.
Sure.
There's like three, and then there's a stem. Do you know what that is?
I know the stem.
Okay, I want to get down to basics here, Christy. Help me out with this guy. Okay, tell you what, how can we had a guy come in and make drinks. Can we have somebody come in and show you how to make a pumpkin pie?
Tony, have you ever made pumpkin pie out of any sort
John,
of...
that's, what do you think a pumpkin pie comes from?
You get the ingredients from a store.
Oh my God,
it's all
you
ready
sound
to go.
Like you're from the hood.
No, I tell wow.
Johnny, that's where I grew up.
No.
I'm the
ghetto.
Guy...
Hey, for my okay,
that is so
somebody
not
text
true.
Us.
No,
please text us.
I'm going to get a text on
please
this thing.
Please text us. Go to the Civic Media app, text us. Have you ever made a pie out of an actual pumpkin?
Okay.
How is it
like,
done?
That is like the easiest
or
question.
Or somebody wants to text me on my personal phone that you know the number of.
Tell you what.
Do it.
Let's do something. Okay. I want to get another one of these cards from the
Or call us. 264-0606. 264-0606.
I don't want them to call in and say yes. I want them to text us and say how they did it. But yeah. It comes from the pumpkin. Where do you think pumpkin pie comes from?
I think they
apples?
Factories.
Factories.
Listen
to this guy.
Pie factories.
So, boys, there is one more event on Sunday.
Let's go to that.
And that is going to be the Green Bay Packers versus Chicago Bears. And that's going to be at the Hotel Northland, who we just had on, our fabulous guest.
We love them.
Absolutely. So that is going to be Sunday, September 10th. And that's from 12 to 8 p.m. at the Hotel Northland, which is at 304 North Adams Street. And so what's going on is you can watch the Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears. And they are going to have, they're going to have their two bowling lanes open, shuffleboard, a pool table, and there's going to be five TVs to cheer on our favorite Green Bay Packers, or if you're a Bears fan.
You can still come.
Right, absolutely. And it's just
sit in the corner.
Right.
They're not like Vikings fans. They're okay. Bears fans are.
And it's
no, you don't say, oh, Jim just gave me a new.
Jim's just shaking his head over there.
I think they've been humbled pretty much over the years.
Okay, I'll give you that.
They used to be terrible.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think they've been humbled, and the Viking fans are like the, what'd you call it, Novo Rich or something, where it's like
something
like all
that.
Of a sudden they're kind of cool. And
Yes. I've had some not great experiences next to Bear fans. I think, but, no, Johnny, so, this is what I think. I just want to say, I think we cheer for our team and we just hope we beat the other team. The Bear fans, I was at a game, my wife actually, anyway, that's not important, but they were actually cheering when Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. You know, like, that's ruthless.
Right.
Larry McCarron told me a story one time. Dirty. His first game, you know, he's from Chicago, born and raised in Chicago.
Yeah.
In the heart of Chicago. Went to school at Illinois. Okay. Illinois, Chicago guy through and through. One of his first games with the Packers against the Bears, sprains his ankle real bad. They're walking with him to the locker room. A fan goes, "Hey, McCarron, Larry McCarron." He goes, "Hey." The guy goes, "I hope it's broken."
Johnny, that's what I've seen. I sat next to that guy.
Yeah.
I think, come on.
He thought it was somebody he knew. You know, they know he's from Chicago. "Hey, Larry, good to have you back."
When somebody gets hurt, but they were actually like kind of cheering a little.
I know.
Have some good sportsmanship.
I know.
Have some good sportsmanship.
I didn't see it.
Would you cheer if I got hurt if I was playing? What would you do? A little? There'd be a little something.
I just
you'd be sitting watching the game with Milton, and
Milton,
he'd be like,
"Bark at him!" All right, Christy. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Okay, so in that event at the Hotel Northland, that is a $20 entrance fee, and you get brats, burgers, and sides. So
nice.
You know,
sounds like a fun time.
Absolutely.
I think we might have to stop in there.
I will say this: if you haven't been to the Hotel Northland, it's worth a trip.
And that lower level they're talking about, you know, where it is a I don't want to say party. It's just a great atmosphere. You know, I had my retirement party there. Were you there? No, you weren't.
No, but I didn't even know you retired.
It is a great venue. They got a great bar there. Five TVs, bowling.
Shuffleboard. Pool tables.
Yeah. That is a fun place to go. And for $20, and they got great food, and I'm sure they're going to have drinks at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
So that's from 2 to 8, did you say? What is that?
Yeah, that is going to be actually 12 to 8 p.m.
Oh, 12 to 8.
Yep, 12 to 8 p.m. this Sunday.
The game's at 3:25.
Yes.
Let's check that.
Get your party on a little earlier.
It's
gonna
be fun.
Absolutely.
All right, so and I just want to, before we take off here, there's all bands on deck. I don't think we've given this, that's a whole other umbrella over the whole weekend. And
I know.
There are
100 bands.
100.
Okay, we're gonna hold that. We're going to hold you over. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then at 7:30, Mike Clemens, our sports director for Civic Media,
awesome.
Is coming on talking all about Packer preview against the Bears. Talked a little bit about last night's game in the NFL, which was interesting. And I don't dislike those Lions. Because Lion fans used to be tough, too.
But I can tell you all kinds of stories. All right, all bands on deck. We're going to pick this up after the break.
Who owns the Chiefs? Onza. What movie is that from?
Lamar?
No. Who owns the Chiefs? Onza.
When you say it like that.
Yeah. What movie? Jason, what movie?
Sopranos.
No. Slapshot. Remember Slapshot?
No.
You don't remember Slapshot?
No.
I don't.
You're the only person listening right now that has never seen the movie Slapshot.
This is the
last time. Quick Christy. Break.
I didn't hear it Christy's. Either.
All right. Everybody's
You're the
heard
only
it.
Person in this room that has seen Slapshot.
Okay. We'll be back talking about 100 bands hitting the streets this weekend in Green Bay. Back after this.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 66 today under partly cloudy skies. Northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 48. Tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-60s. Showers possible both days. Another look at the short range. A high of 66 today. Lows level off around 48 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Coming your way from the City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay with Christy, who pretty much runs the City Deck Landing, telling us about the amazing things taking place over about the next 48 hours here in Green Bay, including 100 bands who will be performing.
Pretty incredible what you've put together. 100 bands really kicked off last night, of course, with our favorite. He was just on here, Big Mo.
Yeah, and talking about how every time I'm at one of their things, they want me to sing.
Are you singing
They encourage me to sing. Yeah. I might.
Are you singing this weekend?
I'm not sure yet. I might. See how my schedule is.
They asked John to sing, and then I don't know if you saw the text, and make sure you promote our show coming up. So I think there's a tie to that.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, I just... No, but this 100 bands... What a great weekend. And like I said, the weather's going to be great, although most of these things are indoors. Starting Friday, which is obviously today, last night, Big Mouth and the Power Tools, they played on Broadway. And tonight, Friday, and all day Saturday, just every place you can think of, right? The Tarleton, you know, we talked about Bourbon Street Pub, the Old School Bar, just a lot of these not huge venues.
And they'll have food trucks out there and, you know, other fun vendors, just a lot of activities, a lot of life, bringing it.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. And nice way to close out the summer and kind of leading into fall.
And then you have something coming out of Epic, too.
Yes. So Capital Credit Union Park is the big show with Brett Michaels. They got Foreigner, Journey, and Dee Snider.
So it's not at Epic. It's at the baseball stadium.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's at the Capital.
Epic Enterprises, so to speak.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tonight. And... a lot of fun.
That's going to be great. So, again, if you're just tuning in and it's like, well, the Packers don't play till 3:25, and we already have the venue you can go to at the Northland Hotel. It has a kind of a celebration tailgate thing indoors, starting at noon, going till 8, $20. You get all brats, hot dogs, hamburgers, and just a great venue.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
But before that, I want to just reiterate for those with younger kids is the Neville Museum, you know, making candy.
Yeah, Spectacular Science Candy Chemistry, and that's Saturday, tomorrow, and that's going to be from, 3 to 5,
And yeah,
then we got the art garage. Yep, from 2 to 4.
Yep, opening reception at the family art garage day, and then also the farmer's market,
which is great. So yes. Yeah, a lot of good things happening here in Green Bay. Fun. So, and we know it's Packer weekend. Johnny, let's just, before we have Mike, who is going to be our guest, Clements, who works for Civic Media. We are in a pool and we pick every game.
Okay.
And we bet each other. So I don't know how I'm going to do this, all this money I'm going to win from you, but we both picked the Chiefs last night.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It 1 point.
Yeah.
It was 21-20.
So, boy, did they blow that game, though.
They did.
Down the stretch. They? Unbelievable. They did. I mean, all that kid had to do was catch that one pass. They're in field goal range.
I know.
Game over.
I know.
And he just muffed it.
Don't you think, you know, I think some people lost money. Were the Chiefs favored by a lot?
Oh, they were favored.
Right.
I don't know by how many, to be honest with you, but they were favored. No question. Then, I mean, the champs.
But let's just pick. We're not going to go through all our picks. We don't have enough time. But what's going to happen at 325 in Soldiers Field? Or actually, 325 at 625 when the game's over. 325 is going to be a kickoff, Jim.
I think it's going to be a good game. But, I mean, it's completely 100%. Anybody that tries to act like they know what's going to happen when you have a quarterback making his, I don't want to say his first start because he started last year in a game, but still, it's his team now. It's his team. It's Jordan Love's football team. So I've seen some guys who love that pressure and they just thrive with it. And I've seen other guys where it's too big for them, at least at the start. I mean, you got to remember Aaron Rodgers didn't get off to a great start. Brett Favre really didn't get off to a great start.
That's true.
It's a lot tougher than people think. So I think they're going to be very competitive. But I just think it's going to be a really close game either way. I really and truly do.
You're going to share with our listeners and your co-host your pick? I'm picking the Packers.
Okay, I'm going to pick the Bears.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you're what are you going to do? Hey, you want to get in the pool?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. All right.
Who are you taking?
The Packers.
Jason, who are you taking?
You're like my brother. He picks the Packers every game.
Hang on, Jason, who are you taking?
I'm not going to pick the Packers every game, but this one I think the Packers.
Jason?
Okay. As long as you do that.
Jason?
I'm picking the Bears.
Okay.
All right. I'll just bet you a pumpkin pie.
I'm just saying if there was money riding on this, as much as I pull for the Packers, I would bet on the Bears.
You got to put your house
on this game. Who'd you bet on?
You wait. I and I like the way you're thinking because there are some people, my brother being one of them, that picks
who keeps texting you?
It's not me.
Sorry. You know what? This is about that event.
It's probably
this
Milton.
Okay.
No, this is a reminder. This is, I wonder, one other thing that I'm getting the text from is that Celebrate Recovery at Bay Beach, right?
Oh, okay.
Remember we talked about that, Johnny? Yep. We had Larry on here. That is a celebration. Got some friends at the Nitschke Center these guys are doing great. I love them. And we're getting together on Saturday. So come out to Bay Beach. It's a free event. You're going to be with a lot of people. And we talked with Chris Farley's brother and a number
and
of people.
And with Tony Mandrich yesterday.
You need that support group.
Yep.
And you're not alone in your recovery. There'll be a lot more people there than you think. And there'll be people there that you know that's like, wow, I didn't know we had something in common. So that's a great event. I just want to give them a plug. That's why my phone was texting John. Sorry.
Okay.
Very cool. Right.
Yeah. I thought it was somebody saying, Jim is full of it. Nobody makes pumpkin pies from actual pumpkins.
That's what I was thinking. No.
It comes from a can. The filling comes from a can.
John, that is so like.
Yes, it does. So it comes from a can.
Jason, did anyone call in?
Know of this one? Somebody, no. Where are all my texters? Text me on my personal phone.
Okay.
Facebook message me. I want to know if anybody's ever made a pumpkin pie.
Out of a pumpkin.
Out of a real pumpkin.
You what? Jay will do.
1 minute. Nobody has. There's nothing to make it out of.
No, it's just no.
I'm just not a Martha Stewart.
Where's Wayne? Where's Big Wayne?
Right.
Yeah,
Big Wayne.
Would know.
Whatever Text. Big Wayne says, we go with.
Yes. Yes. Deal.
Deal?
100%.
Deal?
All right,
boom. I'm all deal. We're all
100%.
Shaking.
100%.
Whatever Big Wayne says, we're going with.
Pumpkin pie comes from the, I just want to have the right word, the rind of the pumpkin. If that's the right word, not the skin, not the guts, as you put it,
right,
which is really called seeds.
I do like those seeds when you're baking them.
Oh, they are delicious.
I love them. And they're really good for you, too. Mm-hmm. They're full of vitamins.
Okay. The farmer's market's coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to buy some pumpkins. I will make pumpkin seeds, and I will find a way to make. I might call my mom.
You're going to make a pumpkin
Let's
pie.
Do it.
You're going to make a pumpkin pie.
I'm not. I'm going to call my mom.
To make it?
Yeah, she'll do that.
Okay.
She might need to go through that rosary a couple more times.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. Mine on the Mayor and Christy here. Back right after this.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk,
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. The G20 summit with leaders of the world's top 20 economies kicks off this weekend in New Delhi, India. President Biden lands this morning. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen already there talking about the war in Ukraine and the fight against Russia.
We also remain committed to support for Ukraine and recently put forward a supplemental funding request.
China and Russia aren't sending President Xi and Putin, raising fears they're plotting to team up against other nations, including Ukraine. Hurricane Lee, strengthening, now a monster Category 5 storm with winds of up to 165 miles an hour. It's way out in the Atlantic now, but Lee is expected to trek between the Bahamas and Bermuda early next week. The Associated Press reports Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow is now the NFL's highest paid player ever, agreeing to a 5-year, $275 million extension. This is ABC News.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920 Roofing today.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Man, I mean, you know, that's the nature of the business, isn't it? Like, I'm not naive to think that, you know, when draft time comes around, if there was, and the shoe was flipped on the other foot or whatever, however that saying goes, you're trying to make your team as good as you can. So I don't know what the necessarily truth to that is or who was whatever, but all that outside stuff, that doesn't bother me. I'm here right now. I'm suiting up. I'm wearing 28 for the Green Bay Packers. So, you know, I'm fired up to get it going week one.
What they do, they smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers. That's the OJs, 1970. Remember the OJs, 1970?
I do. Okay. How would I know the OJs?
They were big. They were really, remember the OJs? 1970?
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. When were you born?
84.
She's born in 84, John.
Yeah.
How about these
John,
shoes
do you remember Glenn Miller? I mean, come on.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, he played, like, what did he play in the 20s, 30s?
No, Glenn Miller was in the 40s, like during World War II. He was big for World War II. Wait, by the way,
You were born in the 50s, though.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Late 50s, really late. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin. Now's the time to replace your drafty old windows, not during the dead of winter. Not to mention, Pella has a really great deal going on. Pay as low as $19 a month per window, $75 a month of patio doors. Pella Windows rated number one by homeowners for the highest craftsmanship. The Pella team is talented, professional, and efficient. First, they come out for that free consultation. You plan with them as they can create unlimited custom replacement windows and doors based on the trim, stain, material, and so forth. That's no wonder Pella is rated number one by homeowners as a window brand easiest to do business with. Customers often remark how quick and unobtrusively they work. When finished, you can't even tell somebody was in your home. The only thing they leave behind are perfect results. Pay as low as $19 per window, $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. $699 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See the showroom for details. Offer ends on the 30th of this month. Okay, time to talk a little Packer Bear football, and nobody better to do it with than the sports director for Civic Media, Mike Clemens. Good morning, Mike.
OJ's also had For the Love of Money.
Thank you. Thank you. I love a man that can appreciate classic music.
Yeah.
Do you call them classic?
I call the OJ's classic.
Well, so we got a classic on Sunday.
There you go.
It's a Bears-Packers game.
Good transition.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, this guy's pro.
Yeah, he is.
One of the things I think is interesting is to go out into Wednesday's practice and it's like no Christian Watson and no Romeo Doubs, your two top, quote-unquote, most experienced receivers from last year, both dealing with hamstring injuries. Romeo Doubs has been out like a couple of weeks. He tweaked it toward the end of training camp. Now, he got back on the field yesterday, and let me see what Sarah said here. She gave us this injury report last night. I think he was full participation. Did they say that?
Yeah.
Limited. He was limited participation, so he just got on the field yesterday.
That's not good.
And as no, that's not 100%. And as for Christian Watson, he did not participate again, but he did come out to the field later on in practice, according to Matt LaFleur. So when I heard this kind of crisis situation, I immediately thought about a game a few years ago. Rodgers was still there. Maybe it was LaFleur's first year. We were down at Arrowhead against Kansas City, and it was a game like this where they were short on their top receivers. And do you remember they won that game? I think that's the game where Patrick Mahomes couldn't play because he had just like dislocated his knee about 10 days before. And so they were playing their backup. But Rodgers, at one point, a key turning point of the game was lining up Aaron Jones as a wide receiver.
Yeah, I remember that. Left. Yep.
And it hit a big play. He also hit Jamal Williams, running back, with a tremendous pass in the back of the end zone. So I instantly thought, you know, they'll start lining up Aaron Jones, won't they? So I asked Jordan Love, how's your timing been with running back Aaron Jones as a receiver?
It's been good. It's been something that we've been working on. But, I mean, he's an explosive player in the run game and the pass game. So it's definitely a guy we got to get the ball to, get the ball in his hands and let him go do what he does and make plays. But it's just one thing we got to keep working on. You know, obviously he doesn't catch a lot of passes and do things in practice. But the more we can get him, you know, running routes, doing things that he'll do in the game is awesome. But the more we can use him, the better.
Very cool.
That's
comforting. He's a weapon.
Yep.
And then Lewis is healthy, right? The Emmanuel Lewis? No, not Emmanuel Lewis. I always say that. The running back, the rookie running back.
Emmanuel Wilson.
I saw him say Emmanuel. And you know who Emmanuel Lewis is?
No.
Isn't that the Webster or something?
That's Webster. Remember the TV show Webster with Alex Karras and the little kid? That's Emmanuel Lewis.
Okay. He's a long snapper now.
Yeah, okay. Very
anyway,
nice.
Anyway, so here's another big question mark on your offense is the blind side, who's going to play left tackle. David Bakhtiari has not practiced since August 30th. And he's been dealing with this, you know, torn ACL with four surgeries that happened on New Year's Eve 2020. He's only played in 12 games since then. And so we asked David, you know, are you good for Sunday, and can you really play against the Bears despite the fact that your last practice was August 30th?
I mean, I'll be real. Every year I play, it takes less and less practice to knock the rust off and then be like, all right. Like, I know a bunch of the older guys when we used to play, we used to hit a point where it's like, just give me a couple walkthroughs, make sure I'm fresh, I can go out there and feel good. As long as I feel, I can feel my angles out and all that, and like kind of a quick kind of a little refresher. That's kind of how I feel about at this point.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm
a lot of money in that guy.
A lot of money in that guy. And like I said, you and I were talking the one day, Mike, and it brought me back to the Brian Bulaga days where it's like, you know, for years, week to week, can this guy play? You know, and should they just cut fish and bait or whatever you want to call it? Use a number one or number two draft choice for that spot. And you know what I'm saying? Give the guy the gold watch.
Well, there were people that were starting to speculate whether or not they were going to trade him.
Yeah,
on the other hand, he's still like, he's in the last year of a mega contract.
Right.
And I don't know people have seen what the guy has gone through. I don't know how much you were going to get for him anyway.
Right.
And I think at the end of the day, Brian Gutekunst is still convinced that when he's out there in the field, he's still one of the best left tackles.
Okay.
Might as well just burn up the rest of the contract, try and have the most secure, you know, left side that you can for Jordan Love in his first year and the running game and all those kinds of things that, you know, some of David Bakhtiari, or at least 17 games of him, is better than nothing at all. And then I think it's pretty much known in the room he'll probably be playing for somebody else next year if he wants to continue his career at 31 years old. So there was an interesting moment yesterday. You know how Yash Nyman really kind of came out in the last year
to
sort of the backup tackle, right?
Yep.
And then they moved on from Billy Turner. So, but this year now, coming out of camp, if Bakhtiari can't go, it says Rasheed Walker, big kid who kind of struggled with injuries his rookie season last year. Now he's in, and he kind of won that backup left tackle job. And Zach Tom, in his second year, he's secured a right tackle job. So we were talking to Adam Stanovich, the offensive coordinator and a former lineman and offensive line coach, about, where's Yash Nyman these days? And he said, well, he's the backup tackle. It's a competitive business, and you've got to be competitive. So, yeah, that's where that's at.
How's our former resident here doing, Josh Myers?
Oh, he's fine. But okay. The point is, it was like that was a jaw-dropping comment from Stanovich.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that this Nyman is apparently really in the doghouse.
Yeah.
And they're also paying him, $4 million, too. So, That was an interesting moment from the podium yesterday. For the Bears, they started out with a great season. They had that game in the rain against a tough 49ers team, and you saw Justin Fields, their quarterback, doing that airplane slide in the rainy turf, right, in the end zone.
Was that the game Trey Lance broke his leg then, too?
I don't know.
Was that the week later?
That first one.
Yeah, I think it was the next one.
Anyways, that iconic shot. And the Bears ended up winning that game, but then I think they went 1-14 after that and got themselves a high draft pick. So what's going to look different on Sunday against the Bears? And it's going to be DJ Moore, this wide receiver that they picked up in a trade. And so I asked Joe Barry about what their plan is in covering that guy.
You know what he was in Carolina. You know him by reputation, but how exactly are they going to use him? It's always, there's always uncharted and unscripted looks that you have to defend in the preseason. So, really good player. It's a guy that we're going to have our antennas on all the time, our antennas up all the time, knowing where he's at. Because he's a guy that can change the game.
I think what they're going to do with him, guys, is... Luke Getsy is their offensive coordinator, longtime assistant coach here in Green Bay.
Right.
If they can get Justin Fields, in kind of a rhythm early, I mean, he doesn't have enough experience yet, or maybe still not good enough offensive line to have time back there for deep passes. But if they get DJ Moore over the middle and just get a short, high percentage completion to that guy. He's a tremendous yards after the catch guy and somebody they'll have to deal with. Darnell Savage Jr. is now the safety that's going to be running things, running the show from the back end there. And so I remember that this DJ Moore was like a first-round pick for the Carolina Panthers before the Bears traded for him. I didn't know that these guys were roommates, and I talked to Savage about, how are you guys going to cover this DJ Moore receiver?
DJ, DJ, he plays really, we were at Maryland together, roommates, all that kind of thing. great locker room guy. He plays really hard. And obviously, you know, he's got a lot of production, you know, just with his years in Carolina and that sort of thing. And, you know, he's one of those guys where I don't really think that there's necessarily like a system for him. You know, you just give him the ball and just let him work. So we got to be ready to tackle. He definitely brings a big play kind of threat. So, yeah.
Those are dangerous people when they don't have like, you know what I mean? You
yeah, just I do.
Really, I don't know what he's going to do. Yeah. You just know he's going to you know, go forward.
You know, Mike, we were talking right before you came on here about this game. And, you know, it's the old saying, if you had to bet the house on this game, who's going to win? I would put it on the Bears, even though they had such a horrible season last year. And the pressure's on Jordan Love coming into this ball game. I don't think the picture is too big for him. But if you had to put the house on it, Mike, which way would you go on this ball game?
And Mike, can I just before you answer, I want to say that when it comes down to, and you know, nobody knows the talent on either side of the ball better than you. And thanks for sharing that all with us. But I just think this is one of those games that's just going to come down to the emotion of it. And I just, who's more ready? But what do you think, Mike?
Jim, there's a rivalry between the Bears and the Packers. Yes.
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 Because I just spent the whole week talking to Green Bay Packers in the locker room, and two out of three would say, you know, I don't know, it's another game. We got to win the game. They don't know about rivalries. And I know, you know what that comes from? First of all, you're 23, you're 24 years old, you're from Kentucky.
Yeah.
From Georgia. You know,
right.
That's like trying to explain to us what an Alabama-LSU game is. You know, to us, okay, whatever. Right. And yet, it's like, no, wait a minute. If you were on this team last year, do you remember number 12 scoring a touchdown, going into the end zone, and not just the guys, the women were flipping them off.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We got pictures of it. And so I asked that very question to Darnell Savage. To me, if you really don't appreciate 100 years of Bears, Packers, you know, Wisconsin, Illinois, borderline history, and Charles Martin, and all that other kind of stuff. When you, I asked him this question about, you know, when you walk into the field, don't you feel the rivalry? Here it is.
On game day, when you walk into that stadium, mm-hmm. aren't there signs? Then it kicks in, you say, oh.
Yeah, you feel it. I mean, and it's not even necessarily when you walk into the stadium. It's driving to the stadium. You know, it's in the bus, so you see all the people tailgating, that kind of thing. It's a good feeling, though, honestly. It's kind of like a us-against-the-world kind of feeling, you know. And it feels good because it kind of brings us closer together because we know we all we got. You know, we in this big stadium by ourselves, essentially. Obviously, Packer fans travel very well. We hope to hear some Go Pack Go chants on Sunday. So, but, yeah, it's just one of those things, man. It's a special, special, special thing, this Bears-Packers kind of thing. So,
when you're down in the field and you get women in the stands flipping off Aaron Rodgers, that's an indication.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They like I said, though, that's the thing about just these two organizations, you know. Just the fan base behind them is so deep and so rooted and so strong, you know. It just goes back to time and time again, you know. So it just makes it all the more better.
Awesome. And that's the thing, too. You know, many of these rookies, again, you're from Georgia or wherever, and they didn't grow up with this. But to a man, after that first experience of the rivalry, then it's in their blood. Then they know it.
And I think what you're going to get is a very physical game from the Chicago Bears. That Justin Fields, don't write that kid off yet. He plays with so much heart. There's so many times that he was so banged up last year after getting sacked and running with the football. He was like the fourth best rushing team in the NFL last year, in part because he was running all the time. But I think he can still be a good quarterback. It'll be an emotional game. If the Packers
win... Hey, Mike, hang on. We got to send it to a real quick break. We're going to have you right back on in 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Back right after this.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster.
Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 66. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows level off around 48. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 72. Temperatures a bit below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 60s to the mid 60s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
Mino and the Mayor in the Morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Okay, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday with Mike Clements, Sports Director for Civic Media. Mike, one last recap heading into the season opener for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I think the Packers are going to win this one.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about it is that if Luke Getsy can come up ways to attack what I think is the weakest part of the Packers defense right now, and that's its safety. You know, it's Darnell Savage and probably Rudy Ford back there on the back end, and they've got this, you know, new DJ Moore, if he's got enough chemistry going now with Justin Fields, Cole Kmet, Robert Tonyan, former Packers tight end, is on that team as well. Mercedes Lewis, yeah. Khalil Herbert is their running back. Packers hope that they can improve their run defense this year, but I think the Packers are going to pull off a win on this one, and there's nothing better than to be driving home and listen to Chicago sports talk the Packers have beat them again in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I hope you're listening to that on the way back, my friend.
Yes, you will be. I feel good about this game, and I just think it's going to come down to coaching, and I think we win that battle too.
Mike,
appreciate it, John and Jim. Appreciate it.
All right,
wonderful awesome. Report. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Take care, buddy.
Enjoy the game.
Mike Clements joining us from Civic Radio. Tomorrow morning, Christy's all mad because she wants to go see Dee Snider and doesn't have anybody. So should we do an on-the-air thing, find you a date?
Oh, my gosh. No. I need a date.
No. You sure?
No, I don't okay. need it.
We could be liable right. for it.
No, yeah, no. okay. Or, whatever.
No, right. If where's Christy? Yeah. Well, she wasn't in it fishing, right. and she went to go see Dee Snider. Hasn't been seen since.
Get the magnet out.
Or get the diver out.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Ed, are you still listening?
Right.
Wow. You want to go meet Dee?
We might need you, buddy.
But this does sound pretty interesting. So Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, of course, all the great hits he had back in the day. And he's pretty much from the era of what the glam band is recreating right now.
Yeah.
But he's got the event Friday tonight, right? As far as he's performing?
Yes.
So he's performing tonight at Capital Credit Union Park.
Yep.
And then tomorrow morning, he's going to be doing a book signing. And it sounds pretty awesome, this book he wrote. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like about what he went through in high school and things like that, based on true events.
Yeah.
You know, that he was, you know, how tough it is sometimes for guys in high school. But I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, so cool, but you don't want to go.
Well, I'm not a big fan
Twisted
of him in a
Sister.
Bad way.
Okay.
I'm just not. But anyway, you know what's weird? So he'll be doing the thing at Rock and Roll Land.
Okay.
Okay, his book signing.
I don't know what that is.
But here's something unique. Snider will sign the book and up to two other items, as well as take a photo with each person. But no guitars. Pick guards, whatever that is.
A guitar pick, goofball.
Pick guards, though.
Oh, I mean? I thought you meant guitar.
No, I think
it says no guitar pick guards. Oh. Mics, drum heads, or musical items will be autographed.
Huh?
Because those things go on eBay. But if you, I think that pick guard, Johnny, is that thing that locks around to change the key of your guitar.
Ah,
gotcha.
Is that what those are?
I don't know.
Where's the bell?
Yeah, hey, Jason, give him the bell.
Finally.
Right. Oh, Jason left the studio.
It's 7:53. Jason's not here.
Oh, that's too
bad. My one win of the day. Bing. Thank you. That's
you're
close enough.
Your
that's
one close. Your one pick of the week. Let's be honest.
Well, I was right.
Let's be honest. That sounds pretty cool. But you're right. That, because they put those things on eBay. I understand. Okay. Right. Very cool. That would have been a fun guy to get on the show. Why didn't you get him on the show?
Sorry, guys.
Why don't you call your buddy Mark and have him get him on our show?
Yes. How about next time? Mark, right. You listening? We'll bother you next week.
Mr. Scogan, if you're listening.
Right.
Yes. And then Brett Michaels coming to town once again.
He was in Crivets. Did you see that?
I know, visiting
that?
His mom.
Right?
Wasn't that cool?
And he wants to do another show out there just for the
Crivets. Crivets.
Yes. We need to get him on just to say hello.
Yes. I think that'd be awesome.
Why wouldn't he want to be on
his
Rhino and the
drummer
Bear?
Lives in town here, I believe.
Why don't we get him? Mine.
I know.
We
haven't had the opportunity to get the musical people. We got to start getting more musical people.
Yes.
But you know what? Our connection to that is the promoters. So, we talked, we had the guy from Meyer Theater on here, Matt.
Yeah, he was great.
And he was great. But we need to call him and say, look, because they had a huge show there last night.
Yeah.
And I drove by there and there's no place to park. I don't know who it was. Obviously, didn't go. But, they did very well because I think there are people's. But that's the kind of stuff we could get them on. And when we could, Johnny, what we could even do to accommodate them, because maybe they're not 6 to 8, bright-eyed and bushy. Yeah. People like Christy. Mm-hmm. I was going to say like you, but that wouldn't have been a genuine comment. But I think if we could get them on during the day.
I might
and
not
record
be bright-eyed, but I am bushy.
He's bushy-tailed.
But we could get them on and we would record it and then people would know it.
Absolutely.
I just think we have to work
to.
A little harder
on
that. And then I think, I don't know what the why.
I'm always fascinated to talk with professional musicians and people like that.
Because you really secretly are one?
Well, yeah.
A wannabe. A wannabe. Let's call it what it
well,
is.
Well, who is it, though? Who isn't a wannabe when it comes to being on stage, being a musical star?
I don't want to
really?
Be.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
The people who don't want to be wannabes are the
I
people.
I would kill at that.
Yeah, I know.
If I had the opportunity, I would.
So you're admitted a wannabe. Those are, let me finish. People who aren't wannabes, John, are people who are.
Maybe I'm a going to be. Not a wannabe. I'm going to be because I want to be and will
He's
do it.
He's got goals.
Big Mo
Jim.
Wants me on stage.
That's good. You've got goals.
They want me singing Sinatra songs.
65 years old and you got a goal. That's great.
Be honest
John.
With
you. Will, you
let
will
me give
make
you,
it.
Let me give you this. Let me give you this.
What was that? No, what was that thing? You're going to make it like that. You're like that Mary Tyler.
give me 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
All right,
and I want
it's
honest
yours.
Opinion.
Right.
Jason?
He's still not back.
Yep. He's right
says,
there.
I'm right here.
I want Jason. I need one of two things. I need the bell or the buzzer. Okay? You be the decision maker. You ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Fly me to the moon.
Get that buzzer.
Let me swing amongst the stars.
That isn't even close.
Let me know what love is like
on who are you trying to be?
Jupiter and Mars. Sinatra. Jason.
Oh my.
Thank you.
He's such
thank
a
you.
Suck up.
Give it to me again, Jason. Give it to me again. Thank you. Wow. Outstanding.
And we were having such a good show.
That was a good Sinatra, you have to admit.
There wasn't even music, so you can't even say tone deaf.
Right. There was nothing to match it up to.
I don't need it. I can do acapella.
Acapella.
Acapella. Yeah, boy, you have studied. That's.
Would you like some mellow yellow?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Acapella.
Acapella.
Yeah.
What do you call a coffee
like a
maker? What do you call a coffee maker?
Craig.
Say it again.
Craig.
Keurig. You guys crack me up.
I got an email from our friend Mary. She says, no pumpkin pie made from an actual pumpkin.
Well,
it comes from a can.
Jim goes, well, Mary.
Okay, well, Mary, my mother's name is Mary, and my Mary is going to show up, your Mary, next week. I might bring some in, Johnny. I'm going to talk to her.
Yeah, please
you know
do.
What? I have to go. I'm going to see her. Do you know what? I can tell you this real quick. So I called up, Mom, how you doing? Come down, maybe do a little grocery shopping with you. And, and you know what she wants? She goes, I said, do you need anything? She goes, yeah, I need a vacuum.
Your 91-year-old grandma?
She's 90. Well, she's my mom, not my grandma.
Oh, your grandma.
I thought you were going to say an autograph from Mino.
I did too.
No. She wants a isn't that kind of a weird thing?
Why don't you get her one of those ones, though, that just does it on its own?
Yeah, that
kind of goes around.
I might.
A robo cleaner.
Yes. So I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, then I went and looked at them, and some have a lifetime warranty, some have a 10-year warranty. I'm like, I don't want to get cheap.
Oh, I know what you got to get me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's the... Jason, do you have the buzzer handy? Do you have the buzzer handy, Jason? Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I'll get it.
That's the worst. You are the worst son I've ever done a show.
John, I was just comparing prices.
I was just in history.
I was comparing the prices.
That's the worst thing It's the worst thing anybody's ever
done. Did I just hear that?
I'm getting the lifetime warranty. I'm just saying there's a difference, and I just want to save
because his mom's 91. He doesn't want to get the lifetime warranty. He wants to save $20. Unbelievable. On that note, Jason, buzzer one more time to end this week.
She's the best.
One more time.
Best son ever.
I'll get the lifetime
warranty. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back Monday morning.
Go Packers.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.